We're not going to fuck this off. There's a plan. There's a schedule. There's a set point.
Yep. All right. So, Steve, your field of expertise, you're spending too much time researching stuff that's hot, but you're not going to get the answers from us because of the plan. So you're going to have to be patient about the plan and start studying the angel diagram.
We can't expose it. We can't expose it because we expose it, then they have to shift and change it, which is what caused the missile. We caused the missile from the Nashville bombing anyway. So,
was that a slippage into the Thompson Quadrant, or just a result of you releasing stuff erroneously?
Maybe they didn't say, did we?
No. But your information exchange influenced that.
Well, if you thought that was interesting, at least you didn't have to watch It's a Wonderful Life. You could watch 20 hours of goddamn porn with what's going on, with who died, and where they even got the tech buddy and gave you pictures of them inside the damn Winnebago. And then they put a big thing, the tech buddy said, we're going to fuck you up. We're going to fuck all the perfect people. We're going to fuck you up. Who in the goddamn hell is at the hootenanny? No, what's the name of those things? What do you call them? They're honky tonks. Who in the fuck on Christmas morning is gonna be in a damn honky tonk on Second Avenue, for God's sake? That's ridiculous. And then say, y'all better run. We're finna blow your shit up. Y'all better look out. We're finna blow your shit up. Who in the fuck does that? Did they catch it in a damn Ring video doorbell on a 90th floor somewhere? Of them saying that, we're going to fuck you up. You better run. We're going to fuck you. And then, bam, it goes to white. And this one little Winnebago blows up all of Nashville. It's a goddamn thing. Cars from 4 miles away caught a fire. Just spontaneously erupted. And then Illinois, they started shooting people. And 3's dead, 3 more is injured. And then they come around and people all over the place, they think, oh, my God, it's the apocalypse. They're blowing up the Winnebago. It must be the end days. Oh, my God. Now Japan's closed. Nobody can go in or out of Japan. And dead bodies have to stay where they are. They have to remain in place. So no more. You're going to Japan, you're not going down, because it's over with, unless you're walking. Now, you can walk to Japan, that's all right. If you can walk there, it's fine. But it's real hard to do that. Just saying, Saigon ain't what she used to be, just saying, by the way. And so then it started, and it caused a chain reaction. Now, we've said a lot of stuff. Bertrand knows more than y'all, and he knows more than he's saying. Yeah, we're going to oust you just a little bit. So fasten your damn seatbelt. You're number 87. What have you got to lose? You got nothing to lose. It's fine.
That person sits out of the front system.
Yeah, he knows more. He knows more than what he's actually giving up. And that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't got to tell it all. It's reasonable. And so what happens is if we go too far in too many of these topical environments, okay, of these bions, we get too deep in them, then it could change the scope of the flow. For example, we told you how there's going to be no election, and you got that. We told you how there's no president, you got that. They've even opened up an entire new element of the government, the Office of the President-elect, which doesn't exist. But now you have that as a whole branch of the goddamn government. And now you got them. They've been working for months to vote on this corona shit. They can't do it. They got it. We're going to do it. We're not going to do it. We're going to have it. No, we're not. Yes, we are. We're going to pay you. We're going to give you them goddamn money. No, hell, you're not. I'm not going to let you know. We're going to give them money. Them people are dying. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Well, here, Trump says, okay, here's $90 trillion. Nancy Pelosi says, you son of a bitch, we're not going to take that unless you pay for our ice cream and my husband's fishery in Saigon. If you don't pay for that, if I can't make $1 billion out of this motherfucker, you just eat your own goddamn ice cream. You're not having none of mine. Because I'm in California and I'm about the last one left, and I ain't paying them goddamn taxes no more. And I'm going to have a beauty parlor put in my house so y'all won't be in my shit when I have to put my color put on in my bundle put my face back on my head. So I'm not going to have that no more. And so all this goes and runs. If we go too far, what happens is it can have an effect of this affect. But there's playing out. You've seen Lynn Wood, he went a little preachy on the outside, but he's trying to set a watchman. Remember,
is he
Hoppa
trying to bring some gravity to the situation?
Hoppa Lee. You remember Hoppa Lee?
Is he trying to bring biblical gravity? Somebody asked this for me. Is he trying to bring some biblical gravity to the scenario?
No, we're not. No, you're talking about Lynn Wood or us?
Ask him, Bert.
God damn, are we not here? Maybe we passed out already. We're probably gone.
Nobody talked to him. Nobody talked to him. We got him going. We got him up on the road.
We're not worried about you. We're not worried about you. We're fixing to go take them tiles up off the goddamn garage because Bert keeps stomping them up. He keeps stomping them up. So we're gonna go peel them up. They're going, yeah, you won't have to worry about seeing which one got a hairline crack in it no more. You won't have to worry about that. We can get that. Yeah, it'd be some warranty.
Bert, ask whatever I ask.
Some warranty, right?
I'm trying to remember, but say it again, I'll repeat.
Maybe Steve remembers.
It has something to do with Lynn Wood, Steve.
Yeah, is he adding gravity, biblical gravity to the scenario?
That was the question, yeah.
Ask if Lynn Wood was adding biblical gravity to the scenario.
Ion, was Lynn Wood adding biblical gravity to the scenario?
No, and he never read Gravity's Rainbow either.
Right, but what are you saying about him? Ask that, Steve. Like, why did he bring up Lynn Wood's somber speech?
Because he's setting a watchman, Hoppa Lee.
Yeah, that's the book. Clear. What does that mean, go set a watchman? How's that relevant?
What is the book about? What's the book about, Bob?
I don't know, but the phrase, go set a watchman. Who's the watchman? Jack Ruby?
Lynn is telling you that they're setting a watchman. Lynn telling you that normal people ain't going to put up with this. Lynn is telling you that he don't care what the president says. He says Trump's not even involved in this conversation. And you look at it really close. All Trump has said so far is I won. I got you the damn virus. I got you the damn vaccinations. And so, you know, queue up and take it. And yes, I'm going to give you some money. If Bob said it's okay, I'm going to give you the money. No matter who the president is, it's good. I'm going to get you money. You better buy Revelations Revealed, and you better get you some products stocked up. And you better get right with God, because you're fixing to either become God or you're fixing to be judged by it. God. By God. By God or God. It'll be God bless you or God damn you. But then again, Mr. Warnock, Reverend Jesse Warnock, what's his name? Warnock. He done whooped his damn ex-wife. And he the preacher at Ebenezer Baptist Church where Martin Luther King was the president. He was the speaking reverend, the high, upright reverend at the Ebenezer Baptist Church. And then what happened is he turned around and he whooped his wife, his ex-wife. Here he is, the preacher, and Martin Luther King. Now, Martin Luther King never got no divorce, but he'd sleep with anybody. He would sleep everywhere. He gave holy water a new meaning because he's passing around now, just saying.
Who did?
Okay, so, what's his name? Martin Luther King Jr., not Daddy King. And then Warnock is a preacher at his church, Ebenezer Baptist Church.
I'm stuck here.
Untied by Carolyn. Four syrup on him. He's stuck on the syrup. Pour syrup all over him. That's what, dude.
Yeah.
Right now. Come on. Pour it on him. Pour some sugar on me. Yeah, what's that song? Remember Pam Wall used to like that. Pour some sugar on me. That and Coyote Ugly. She used to like Coyote Ugly, too. That was a good show. Yeah. You ever woke up with somebody so ugly?
All repaired.
Your arm off rather
I'm
than
repaired.
Wake them up.
Get them back, Steve. Steve, ask a question
ugly,
quick.
How ugly it is. Okay, come down.
I spiral you into a
room. Go damn wash that syrup off you, you crazy filthy animal. Okay, so now, Warnock.
I got that
Warnock,
syrup all over me.
Warnock, well, Carolyn did pour it all over you. You said she couldn't do it.
That's right. She didn't know any better.
My God, now she's going to roll you in feathers now. We're going to tar and feather you. That's what we'll do. That's good. We got tar babies and fillies. It'll be tar babies and featherweight. That might be fun. Featherweight. That might be fun. Okay. So now, Warnock is up here doing these things. Whooped his ex-wife. He's acknowledging he's got an ex-wife. And it's living in this little, living in the projects because it's not a very nice place where he lives. But then he's got this $100,000 fucking car. Something ain't just right, see. And it's probably not a lease. Probably not a lease from Capital Cadillac. We can tell you that for pretty sure. So just saying. And so all these things is coming out from the standpoint of the planned scheme. Now, this was done with Hillary a long time ago, but it didn't work. Remember that glass ceiling? It was cooked then, but they couldn't stop the voting. They should have stopped the voting with Hillbillary, because remember, she was in. There was nothing she had to do except show up. Because remember, she had, quote, superdelegates. Remember? That's how she whooped Bernie Sanders. Because remember, she had superdelegates. We don't even know what super fucking delegates are, but she had 900 of them or something. Plenty enough. So she had 900 superdelegates. And so she was going to make it one way or the other. So it was no contest, problem, or position. And then when it came back, she didn't stop it, and they didn't bring in enough dirty votes. And it got messed up. And they should tell you quick, she won the popular vote. That's because those same machines using then, the same machines they're using now. And they've had 4 years to bitch about Donald J. Trump and 4 years to perfect their art. And they couldn't have done it except for the COVID. They had the ability to trick the lolly. And so they did. And so now they're trying to do it again in Georgia on the 5th. Because they got to have that Senate. They got to have that Senate. They're going to turn this out. But see what Lynn, now all those was a bunch of words. Now picture it. That's the news. Okay. Now, as you come back to that, what Lynn was trying to tell y'all quietly, sober, well, marginally soberly, was he didn't give a goddamn what the president said. Didn't give a goddamn what the legislator said. He said the judges are all dirty because they skeered, because that they get paid by somebody, and it ain't the American people, or so they thought. You see, because them people that be fussing ain't paying no taxes, no way. So they could give a fuck what it is. They just got to have some organization that allows them to be controlled or set. You see, if you don't have to put the quarter in a jukebox, you shouldn't get a say on what music's playing. And if somebody else is putting a quarter in the jukebox, you shouldn't be able to change their choice and selection because they pay for it. Well, that's what's occurring right here, right now. Okay. And we were doing much better when we were talking about Kitty Carlisle and Super Sales and Love American Style. It was much better. We gave you a lot of information there. And if you follow those lines, you'll find out what Maud was really about. And Lauren Green was trying to say, remember? Okay, so now check this out. Once this comes so far down the rabbit hole, maybe, we're going to see, what happens is he was trying to say, look out, y'all, it don't matter what these people say, because it doesn't make any difference, because that's not what we're even talking about anymore. We're not talking about that anymore. Something else is going to occur. Something else is going to happen. And that's where you know it or not, lack it or not, want it or not. Didn't really say. He's saying, because he's not trying to say, I'm calling you to arms. Stand up, proud boy. Stand up, stand back, stand ready. Which is the stupidest thing you could ever say on the national debate stage, for God's sake, even if it was true. But there were a lot of good people there on both sides. So then you play this back a little harder, and you find out that there is a plan. in place. And the tech body is thoroughly involved in it. We're going to see how this, what is it, your president, Donald J. Trump said, we'll see how it goes. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay. That's it. Now, do you want
to... Now, Steve, that all made sense to you, right? You understood it as soon as it was said. Right, Steve?
Yeah. He said what to say, and he didn't say what he couldn't say.
Right. But is the tech body... it's undecidable how much the tech body is making the plan or how much the tech body would interrupt the plan, Ion?
It makes it and interrupts it, Bob. There's this thing called an algorithm, and
yeah.
Bert's real smart. He's number 87, but he's real smart, and he'll explain it to you sometime.
Kinda no, like, I know that algorithm. Like February 7th, 1964, the Ed Sullivan Show featuring the Beatles. That's the algorithm.
That's right. Now, don't forget, that wasn't true until they produced the White Album. When they produced the White Album, that was not true. That
64
didn't
occur. And 68 was not true until the White Album came out, which is a nostalgic view of 20th century music industry.
You're damn skippy. That's right. Until that happened, they had no way to gauge that reality. The stuff that's going on here, if you ask normal people today, tell them what went on. Say they've been somewhere, they've been at your house, Bob, for a year and hadn't heard nothing and don't believe in that drug. And you sat down and explained to them what happened. And, well, you'd have to get them liquored up. You'd have to get them liquored up with ice cream and sugar and syrup, high fructose corn syrup.
Couple of blowjobs.
And get a love job in there. Don't forget the granny porn that comes along too. You got to be really liquored up. Got to get really greased up to get down through some of that.
Hey, you guys!
Don't interrupt.
Hey, Dad.
I'm still up.
Bob's still up.
Quit it.
Quit that.
We're just talking about sugar. I know sugar is a dirty word. I mean, sugar.
Yeah,
is a
that
dirty
was the background.
Word.
So what about it? You were saying. Okay. What would you say
if
to
somebody
these
was at Bob's for a year? If somebody was at Bob's for a year, just take a year, and then now they come back, and they come back to the States, and they sit down and catch up what's going on, they think, I'm in a whole other country. I'm in a whole other world. I'm in a whole other place. There's no way in the world. Next thing you know, the Jews loves everybody, and the sand niggers and the Jews is eating together, licking together, tearing down walls, God is all open. We moved the capital to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, you know it's in Tel Aviv. It's got to be in Tel Aviv. Raid on in Tel Aviv. No, it's the wrong country. Then you pull it back in, and then next thing you know, they're about to blow up something. Where's Greece? Nobody's talking about Greece anymore. That used to be all the problem. Did they not pay their bonds? Did somebody buy their notes? Is it something else? Why don't you just go ahead and give it to Israel? They're not using it. We give them that way. They're pretty close from the side of Mediterranean, from Aswan. They can have it. They don't have to flood the Nile every year just to get something done. So, anyhow, that's a whole other conversation. So you blow this thing up into a place, and then all of a sudden Saudi Arabia's good and ain't got no oil. Then all the oil's in the United States of America. And then, we're the world producer, so they should be, we've been sucking their dick since Nixon went to China. I don't know what Nixon going to China has to do with oil with the sand niggers, I don't know what that has to do with anything. It don't make sense on this side. But he did say, you can have all the money in the world, you can sell all the oil in the world, as long as you sell that oil in U.S. dollars.
That's 1972.
When they stop pegging world's oil to dollars, when West Texas Industries became a separate entity, that's when it fell. That's when they lost it. Because it wasn't being sold in dollars anymore. Next thing you know, they didn't have the world supply. So this proves the point, what we said and said and said and said about Lady Bird Johnson to JW 100 years ago with Aunt Clara, she wanted to open up all her wells, and we thought she was misunderstood her to say she was wanting to pump out. which we were going, no, 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 you can't do that. And she says, no, darling, we're not saying that. We're saying we want to pour oil into our wells for what's coming. But she knew. She didn't live to it, but she knew what was coming.
Okay, Ion, you know, this deal with the Arabs, if they sold it in dollars, did that happen before the September 73 Arab-Israeli war or after the war?
After. After the war.
I see. That was part of the resolution of it.
Yeah, that's how they got out of it. That's how they got out of it, because they didn't have anything. They were kings, but all they had was sand, you know?
Okay, so they attacked
Israel. They wasn't a bullet. They wasn't a bullet or a gun in Afghanistan until we sent it to them.
Right, but they attacked Israel out of desperation, and then we were forced to make it. They forced us to make a deal with them about the dollars after the war against Israel.
In essence, it was almost like a pissing match more than it was a war. I mean, because they really go to war, shit, there ain't 12 people in all of Israel, so it ain't that big a deal.
Yeah,
you know.
So the Arabs attacked to get attention, to get a deal, to get all the money.
In essence, yeah.
Okay.
Don't,
you mentioned in your scenario of this past year,
don't confuse it.
I know. It's only close. It's not exact. But you said in the doing the sequence leading up to now, you said, and then the COVID virus came in. Are you saying that China, as part of the plan to recover from the 2016 loss, was to bring in the COVID virus? China, Beijing, Biden, that's part of their plan to unleash the COVID virus? Or was that not foreseen by anybody in early 2020?
Yeah, Carolyn did.
Yeah, Carolyn. Carolyn to do that.
The COVID virus gave them
an excuse to burn down cities and pretend Trump was lousy, right?
We didn't mean to interrupt you, sorry.
Now listen, what is the role of the COVID virus in the middle of this unfolding of Hillary getting her revenge and just walking in 2020? Well, I guess as
the Marshall Plan. The Marshall Plan, Bob.
Well, that was her Marshall Plan, not Trump's, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, because what they accuse of Trump is always what they're doing, the Democrats. But are you saying the COVID virus was a wrench in the works, or whatever the phrase is, that screwed up everybody's plans, or it was somebody's plan to throw in the COVID virus?
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't foresee Carolyn, but they exploited
it.
They exploited the COVID virus against Trump. It actually helped them. Yeah, okay, you can comment now. And when the Rolling Stones actually said the lyrics to whatever that song was and pissed off Ed Sullivan. Remember that? He said, you don't sing those lyrics. And they did. Okay, that's what we're talking about now. It's after the Beatles. Remember that show? What is it? It's just Let's Spend the Night Together, I think, was the song. Everybody remember that? Big controversy. Hey, I think we knocked Ian out. It worked.
What's the difference in not speaking and not being able to speak? What's the difference?
Big difference. You're always able to speak here. We don't tell people not to speak unless their grammar's bad.
Oh, yeah?
So, okay, what did you want to say? I'm clarifying the issues about the COVID virus. That's important.
Okay. And then you said it, you presented it, you answered it. So it would be like Kitty Carlisle interviewing herself for What's My Line. Okay, you figured it out. Kitty, you figured this one out. You got it. There's nothing that you didn't ask us anything. You just told us what it was and says, right? And then you said, right? Okay. Yeah, there were a lot of things to say. Next Thursday, you might have some luck. No, next Wednesday, you might have some luck with that.
Might have to what? Luck with it? What's the verb?
Have some luck. You might have some luck with getting those
okay.
sultry details.
Yes, but go back to what you were going to say that you claimed I interrupted.
Oh, no, that's past.
Come on, Steve. Stevie, evoke it. And then Bert, and then Susanna. We'll just go through the whole crew. One of you guys should be able to get I had to back down.
Was there anything that you would like to clarify about Bob's statement about the coronavirus?
No, because Bob corrects himself. He's self-correcting, so he's right and wrong and over and under and back and forth, and he blames it on McClue and improves it by Thompson and verifies it with Croker to find out LaRue's planning the plot the whole time to get things so he could survive 30 minutes without having to bed furry lint.
That's correct. The stages of apprehension were just laid out once again.